Hello, 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 and welcome to the Build a Bridge podcast. I'm your host, Julia Toms. I think there's beauty to be found in every corner of the earth, even in the nitty-gritty. So that's why I created this podcast. In each episode, I'll tear down your preconceived notions about the things you hate and tell you why you should build a bridge and get over it. All right, let's get building. Okay, hello everyone. Let's just get right into it. Today, I have a very fun topic for you guys. Something that I love that most people hate. So, if I can get a drum roll, I need some like little sticks or something for my drum roll, but I don't have any, okay? So you're just gonna have to imagine it. Drum roll. Okay, we're talking about traffic. Traffic is one of those things that people just hate. It's like one of the things about LA that people are always like, yeah, the weather's great, but the traffic sucks. And I think that it is unfair to traffic. I think if we're ignoring the, how you say, like ecological issues that arise from traffic, I think that there's so much to be appreciated about this commodity, and we just squander it. So, you might be asking yourself, what on earth is so great about traffic? Like, why would I ever want to appreciate traffic? Well, let me tell you, okay? Traffic, you have to understand, okay? Like, traffic is forced self-care time, okay? It is time that you are forced to not be on your phone, where you have to just sit by yourself, usually, unless you're carpooling. If you're carpooling, good for you. Kudos. But this podcast is for single people like myself. So, you know, maybe sit this one out if you're not single. Anyways. Traffic, when you're by yourself, is a gift from God, okay? Let me tell you, traffic is one of the best things about my day, sometimes. Unless you're in a rush, then it really sucks, okay? I'll be the first to admit, when you're in a rush, the worst thing in the world is traffic. But if you're on your way home, and you don't have anything too pressing at home, and you just are sitting there, and you're frustrated because you're sitting there, stop being frustrated. You are not monopolizing on your time. You're not, is monopolizing the right word? You're not capitalizing. You're not using it to its full potential, is what I'm trying to tell you. So here are a few things. If you ever find yourself in traffic and you don't know what to do, there's so much you could do with that time. Like, number one, you could just think, okay? Thinking is so underrated. People don't think enough these days, and it shows, okay? I think that if people just took some more time to think and process things, we would all have a better time of it. So you could think. One of the ways that I love to think when I'm in traffic is by talking to myself, which, now that I'm thinking about it and saying it out loud, it's kind of weird, but hear me out, okay? Talking to yourself is great because you can kind of just say whatever you want with no consequences, and you know that feeling of, like, when you are yapping to somebody, like, you're having a yap sesh, and it, like, feels great in the moment, but then afterwards you have that, like, post-yap clarity where you're like, I definitely overshared. Well, you don't have that when you're yapping to yourself. You have that same during yap euphoria, but then you don't have the post-yap clarity where you're like, oh shoot, should not have said that. should not have shared so much. So yeah, talk to yourself. Highly recommend. 10 out of 10 experience. And actually, it's like a little self-therapy session, because you're like, you start, you know, talking about your childhood and all this wonderful stuff. And, you know, it's quite good. Yourself is a great therapist. I'll be the first to admit. So, another option, and I think this one's pretty obvious, which is why I didn't include it as the first thing that you can do, but obviously, you can listen to music or podcasts. I think this is, like, kind of a go-to thing that most people do in their cars when they're in traffic. So I'm not going to go too much into it. You guys know how to do this. You're experts. I won't bore you with the details. So the next thing that I actually really love to do is to call my family members. So this is something that I do because I always use it as an excuse that I don't have time. I'm like, oh, I should have called my mom, but I don't have time. Like, I didn't have time today, so I just didn't. Well, that's not necessarily true because I was sitting in traffic for an hour. So, you know, that's a perfect opportunity to, you know, just give someone a ring. Whether it's your parents, your siblings, a friend. It's just a great time, undivided attention you have for them. And you can just, you know, dedicate some time to your relationships. So that's great. Like, you know, when's the last time you called your mom? If the answer is not today, if the answer is not like an hour ago, then call your mom. And if you don't have a mom, then call someone that you're close to. And then after you do that, so let's say you've done all those things and you're still sitting in traffic. You've already, you know, worn out your favorite songs and listened to your, you're up to date on your podcasts, and you've already thought as much as you want to think, and you already called your parents, and you've already called your friends, and you're still sitting in traffic. Well, you know, obviously there's some other stuff you can do. One thing that I love to do, which is probably super nerdy of me, is I love to memorize poetry. Yeah. You know, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's super nerdy. But, you know, I think it's time for a segment. Wow, Julia, that was a super smooth transition. Anyways, this is a new segment of the show called Burn a Bridge, where I tell you a few things that you are absolutely allowed to hate with little or no explanation. Okay, first up, we have wet socks. Moving on, we have when the person before you doesn't replace the toilet paper roll. When you're wearing a long sleeve shirt and you put on a sweatshirt and the sleeves inside get bunched. Hugging somebody who is sitting down. Disgusting. And lastly, we have how the name Sean is spelled. That is S-E-A-N. Absolutely not. This has been Burn a Bridge. Thank you very much. But as I was saying, I memorize poetry. But it doesn't have to be poetry. It doesn't have to be, like, something. It doesn't have to be verse. Okay, it could be other forms of literature or anything, really, that you want to memorize. You know, one time when I was in traffic, I used that opportunity to memorize every word of The Real Slim Shady. And, you know, that is a priceless, valuable skill that I can use in my life from now on. So, you know, I consider time well spent. Now, if anyone at the party is like, no one here can probably recite the entire song, The Real Slim Shady, I will stand up and be like, y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws on the floor, you know? Like, and I, that's just, that's something that I'll take with me for the rest of my life. And I owe that to traffic. So there's that. That's a huge recommendation. Try learning something when you're in traffic. Use that time that you have for yourself to better yourself. Learn a song. Learn a poem. You know, learn Morse code, okay? Just do something. And if you're done with all of those things and you're just like, man, this is maybe possibly the most boring thing I've ever done in my life, or you are becoming increasingly mad, being filled with the rage of a thousand suns, and you're just like, there's absolutely no way this could get any worse, consider that you are alone in your car and nobody can hear you. You can literally say or do whatever you want. That is such an opportunity. Like try screaming or swearing as loud as you want. Those are options. You can do those things. You have free will and you can do whatever the hell you want. So consider, you know, being a lunatic for a bit, you know? No one can see you. No one's gonna judge you. So try that. And then, of course, you know, again, kind of a basic answer is you could try speaking another language if you already know one, or you could put on some tapes or Rosetta Stone or whatever they have on Spotify and play some different languages. I mean, you could listen to other people's playlists on Spotify and, you know, get acquainted to new music. You could try listening to screamo hard rock if you're not already into that. You know, you could try country. Beyonce has a new album out. You could, you know, try listening to that. There's just the opportunities are truly endless, and I don't think people understand that. But anyways, what do I know? That is my podcast for today. Thank you so, so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. All right, folks, that's all for now. I'm still Julia Toms, and you're still listening to Build a Bridge. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast as much as I enjoyed making it, make sure to subscribe on my Podbean website, where you can also find more information and my show notes. And as always, remember to have a fantastic day.